Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. And we got a lot of things going on. Maybe during the show, we're trying to have an interesting idea that I'm working with the Sun Sentinel, one of the reporters and a friend of ours. And if he calls in, we're going to do something that's going to be unique. He will, instead of me interviewing him, he will interview me. It's reverse, and we'll see if he calls in or not, but we're working on that. Next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, we got candidates who's running for Congress in CD9. Scotty Moore is going to be on our show, and that's our primetime show, which is simulcast all over the place. And before I introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett, I just wanted to thank everybody for listening to us on the podcast and on the radio show. We're over 100 countries worldwide, both of them now, and we're attracting millions, and we're doing great. And you know what? The more we get attacked, the better things are, because our sponsors and I, we love all the attention because they bring it to listeners to the show to listen to us and to see what we're all about. And when that happens, my sponsors make money, and so do we. So thank you for everyone. On behalf of the Truth and the staff, just keep listening. And if you show our opinion, if you want to talk to us, you can give us a call at 515-602-9657 or reach us in the chat room, and we'll gladly have a roundtable discussion. Now, let me introduce you to the queen of media, the queen of the truth, the one and only Scarlett.
Good evening, Joe. Good evening to everybody listening in our audience. Two fractions that you left out. The rhinos and the fake people. We want to thank them for all all there listening to us and writing whatever they write about us, because it gives
that is great. Actually,
a
it's
lot
great
of traction. And the
yeah,
feedback
and the thing
we
is,
get is that we're the greatest. They love listening
you know,
to us.
I'm going to tell you something.
That's why we get interviewed by other media.
Right.
So
and
keep
the last,
doing it. We love it.
You know, I want to tell you, we had a streak since Thursday, Friday, and yesterday. People actually went to Thursday, Friday, and yesterday. We had people wanting to interview me. I was making, doing work, and I hit a couple of people, and they said that we'll talk about certain subjects, which I can't get into, but we were talking, and they said, come on my radio show, and I got those two, but because there's a conflict because of work, I couldn't do it. But then I got invited on another one to Facebook for another show, and we're doing that next Friday at 7:30.
Yes,
we're gonna be on that show, and then I've got debated with a couple of people from Daniel from the Sun Sentinel. We're trying to set that up for one of the shows. If it's not today. We try to get it for today. If not, it'll be next Sunday. But the thing is, like I started to say, it's going to be reversed. I'm not going to be interviewing them. They're going to interview me on the show. So it's going to be interesting. And
there are a lot of people that just don't want to hear the truth. And the fake people just, and the rhinos just, they have issues.
It's interesting and stuff. It really is. See, we take,
do you think that Florida is going to turn blue?
No. No way. I'll get into that in a second. We take what criticisms and disappointments and stuff, and we turn it on them.
Yes,
and
we
do. A couple of weeks ago, we had a guest on who was running for office in California, and we had a troll. A call came in, a troll, and I turned it on them and made it an issue for the campaign. And that's what we know how to do, because Scarlett and I have been on since over 12 years. We know how to turn trolls and make it into
discussions. We're so used to being beat up and trashed on and garbaged and threatened, and that it just doesn't even faze us.
That means we're
doing it right, and we're just under their nails. And you know what? We're free in their head.
Right,
like
living free in
their
head.
We're
living rent free in their head. The other thing is with others like that, we love to have these trolls to come in and talk to us. We had one the other day, a couple of weeks ago, that came up to us at the end of the show, and we only had like 2 minutes. But if we have more that came in early in the show, we would have talked to them back before and debated the issue.
Absolutely. We respect. They can call. They just have to not use filthy mouths and not scream at us. But they should call. Absolutely. We'll have a conversation.
We used to have that all the time.
You know what makes society so great is that they're not alike. We're not cloned. The Democrats are cloned. They have the one-line speech, the one-line talking point. Yada, yada, yada. And the rhinos,
they're
surprised. I was surprised on some of the rhinos this year.
Not really.
They came out of the closet. It really caught me off guard. But now we know they are. And now we know they lie. And now we know that they are a fraud, and that really, truly, deeply down there that they are a Democrat. They're a liberal, left-wing, dingy Democrat. They are. All of
them. We have a list of stuff that we want to talk about, and we did that
on the podcast.
Number one, disappointment. How you treat, Scott, how would you treat somebody that tries to say you're a disappointment to them? How would you respond?
Well, I had that experience, all right? And now I am a successful what I do, okay? So I just brush it off and move on. It's unimportant. People who want to bring you down don't care about you.
That's true.
It's
and people use disabilities as a method to do that is wrong, too.
Just ignore it and move on, because they are selfish black.
If you know somebody who is...
I do.
Who is special,
you know, somebody
special needs.
Who tells you that they're a disappointment to you, they are not a family. They are not friends. They are nothing. They are jealous tyrants, selfish bullies, tyrants, who have not one iota of anything great in their lives because they
What about the person that thinks that because people are telling her that she's a disappointment, that she feels that she's a disappointment? What do you tell somebody like that?
If they feel like they are?
Yeah.
Because they have low self-esteem. Because they know how to push their buttons and make them feel bad about themselves. They have to take a step back and think about who's generating it.
Right. How about somebody that is trying to control you and prevent you from getting healthy?
Oh, I walk away. And I've done that too. I just walked away. Fuck it. Excuse my French. I walked away. In my 20s, I had people who I didn't see that they were bad for me. But it turned out that they were. They hurt me. They dominated me, maybe because I had a lot of things going on around me. And I got hurt, and I hurt myself. And it was not good until I opened my eyes and walked away.
All right. So
it wasn't
basically,
me.
Yeah, it the
basically,
point is you got
fun. You make bad decisions in life. We all have. I have. Okay? So you have to think about it. Do you want to keep going in this direction and being pulverized and beat up on and used and abused and controlled and screwed on? And I say, hell no. And, you know, you need to get therapy to cleanse yourself. You really do. You need to talk to someone one-on-one privately to say this is going on and this is going on and this is going on and discuss why it's going on and how does it make you feel. And is this individual or individuals, we'll go singular and plural, are they helping you or are they hurting you?
We know several people in life have different things going on,
right.
And certain things are better. We have I would call the queen, who nobody thought she'll be alive, and she's
only
31 in December, and she just came in second overall female in the race that
Yay.
She did in Markham Park yesterday. So. She's
I'm
doing
in awe
great.
Of her.
She works
you know that?
Because
I was
does,
never
yeah.
a runner. I'm spazzed. I don't run. Okay? I can't even do chin-ups on a bar and hold it long enough. But she has got this temperament and this mindset, and she just does it. She goes and she does it, and it's awesome.
Yeah, and she does that. She runs. She teaches
she's athletic,
little kids.
She's healthy.
She works.
She's a go-to
she works
woman.
For the,
she works.
She works for the Marlins.
She likes
the
making money. She likes being
she works
in
for
the
she works
of it.
For the Marlins.
And she's not
and
lazy.
She's not teaching.
And she's not, and not a procrastinator.
And she's also going to school to get her,
right.
her degree
school,
so she can go move up the ranks to teaching.
Expand her teaching profession. But she doesn't lay on her bed staring up at an Obama poster saying, when
no.
am I free to be
and she does, and she doesn't complain about her disabilities, and she never
no.
has anything to do with
it. And we all have disabilities.
And she moves forward.
Right.
Number two person. The other day we found out that my friend that's part of a singer, she overcame another adversity, but she also powered herself into fight these things. She had breast cancer, she won that one. She had thyroid cancer, and she won that one. This weekend she went to 3 different birthday parties in a matter of hours practically, and she has a lot of cancer stuff. Yeah, Cynthia, and she's doing good. She went to she was out here all day long this past weekend, and she's doing great.
Is she back singing again? Is that okay?
She's working on singing. She's done Hot Rock. She's done a bunch of other places.
I'm so happy for her.
But she's
in remission.
And her
she's singing,
yeah.
and she's performing.
That's another one that's
good.
Not allowing. She's not allowing her situation to get it down. She has enough disappointments to stop her. And she does not like people that give the negative. She's a very positive person. Her and the
Queen.
Believe
me, she's been through the roof on this stuff. And she lives and she enjoys in life. Life is probably more precious to her because she saw it couldn't be there. So she lives every moment. And that's important.
And as far as what we call little girl, she's doing good. She's in rehab in some way, working.
Is she still working and still where she lives and
she's
everything?
Doing what she's doing. I don't see that often because I'm working. So, but
how about Kimberly? Have you seen Kimberly?
Kimberly's still doing pretty good.
Good.
Now, all these have different issues in life.
Everybody's doing
but they're
good.
Not loud. They're
if
not
you have somebody
musicians.
In your life who can't stand the fact that you're growing and becoming the best that you want to be, then they ain't good for you.
No.
That's
and then we got the young lady
saying, go get it.
Yeah.
Go do it.
And we
but
have a young
not.
Lady that
you gotta wonder
special,
about that.
You have a special needs, a beautiful young lady who's an actor, that's going to be 43 next month, and she's trying to get healthy, and she's working her way through things, and she's getting, and she's trying to
and
find herself.
And she's got some demons
herself.
Around her who just
a very
don't
bad
like
one that takes the control.
And don't like us, and that's just tough, because I'm rooting for the home team. Okay?
We're rooting for
I'm
her,
rooting
we support
for the
her, and I'm saying the best thing that could ever happen to her is that she moves on with her life and concentrate on
plus
herself.
Plus, these people are shallow. You mean really?
Fine people.
People who are not about substance, they're about symbol, are shallow.
She needs to find people that are positive, uplifting,
didn't she look
and caring,
beautiful
empowering.
With
yes,
the
she's looking good.
And the whole do.
She
looks gorgeous.
She's getting healthy.
I have never seen her look so beautiful.
She's still got to get rid of certain demons. And,
she's
got to
get rid of the jealous turds, okay?
Yeah.
And she will only make the decision to walk away from the black.
She's the only one that can make that decision.
But I don't want to have
still
any
have, we
that,
still have a
that kind of relationship with
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to
she's
hold
still,
her hand. I'm not
she still
looking
has
to
a gangster around her that needs to
let's
several
go
months,
out to
but
dinner.
That needs to be taken care of. I heard
you know,
that will be
let's go to this. Let's go to that.
Now, let's go,
that's not
let's
what
go
we're
to the next
for.
Topic. Okay, we don't want to spend the whole show on this. We've got
I
other,
do.
Bullying,
I would.
Yeah. Bull integrity. What about Vol Integrity? See what's going on in Arizona, Wisconsin.
She's going to kick butt, Carrie. And McMaster's. Okay?
And McMaster's.
And he's running. Who's running for governor in Arizona? McMaster's?
No, Carrie Lake.
Okay, what is McMaster's running for?
Senate.
Who's running for district attorney or attorney general?
There's a whole bunch of people in there.
They're
going to
win?
All America First candidates.
Okay, what's going on with the Dropbox crap and all that other shtick?
We got military personnel, police officers, and election integrity groups all focused on these Dropbox. If anyone is caught doing 2,000 meals, they will be arrested and the candidate will be disqualified. In Arizona, Wisconsin, here in Florida too. And we already
did
notified.
Did they mail out ballots? Did they just mail out ballots?
They
or
mail
did
out
you
ballots
have to ask
up.
For it?
You have to ask for it.
Okay, and you know, I switch things, right? And the voting?
No, you'll have it next week.
And
you'll
I had to sign an oath on that. To tell the truth and the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God, I have to sign it and swear.
Including
to
the fact,
I am not committing perjury or false information. Okay,
isn't
and
there,
I've
yeah,
never seen
yeah,
that before. Going after that stuff.
Also, you have to swear that you're mentally competent to vote.
Right, that's right. And if you lie on that, the system is already set up, because the way they change things, the system is set up that it comes up on a database. Who, what,
right.
Where,
and
when, and
see
why.
What they do.
So,
okay.
If anybody is not allowed to vote and knows it, and they did it anyway, will be going to jail
for 5 years in the state
of
Florida.
That's right. That's right.
There is no instance.
Anybody in the state of Florida, and it will be caught. There's
this
no
is how
more
it's done.
Stealing.
This
There's
is
no
how
more
it's
steal.
Done in Arizona, in Wisconsin, even
That's
in
right.
New York.
Yeah.
If you get
They're
a ballot,
it. And the
everywhere in the country,
done,
if you get a ballot,
it's, all paper
it's,
ballot.
It's based on a database system. So if
and
you go
you know
and
what
get
else
a ballot.
Is coming soon? The DNA. There's going to be a DNA on the ballots. It's coming. That's the next round, folks. DNA,
but
where
anyway,
you're going to put your... Like you, when you go to the bank and cash your check, but you don't belong to that bank, and you have to take your thumb and stick it on black ink and put it on the check, you're going to be doing that on the ballot. It's coming.
Anyway, in the ballot...
That's going to be a big thing, because when they scan the ballot and your DNA prints on it, it's going to, you're going to come right up. And all your
okay. In the meantime, when you do the ballot, when it gets into the mail, it goes. You put it in the post office, and then it goes to wherever you have the database.
To wherever it's supposed to be delivered. Yes.
Yeah, supervised elections, and it's held there. Now, come August 23rd here in Florida, they open up the ballots, and they slide it through a system. If your name comes up on the computer to verify who you are,
because of the DMV and the whole thing we set up,
right. Because if your name comes up and set up for that you're a criminal, in other words, you're found guilty of a felony, you'll be disqualified. If you're dead, you'll be disqualified. If you're illegal, you'll be disqualified. If you fall someplace else, you'll be disqualified. And if you're mentally incompetent, and that came up in the ballot database, you'll be disqualified.
That was why it was in that chart when I filled it out. Oh, yeah.
And that's what that is.
And they'll know. And not only will that ballot not be counted, but those people will be going to jail.
Yeah, if they knew. The thing is, if they knew they deliberately intended
well, we
to
can
defraud
prove
the
they
court
knew.
Of the
we
ballot,
can prove
the election, they could go to jail.
Knew it.
And they will.
Yes.
That ends voter fraud. And...
That's
if
right.
you get a candidate who's telling its workers to tear down signs, cause problems, anything, not only will the people that actually are doing it will be arrested, so will the candidate, and he or she will automatically be disqualified.
Good.
That's everywhere in the country.
That's right.
We did that in Virginia.
Nikki Fried,
and,
we're telling you, don't go for the steal. Or
same
Debbie.
Thing with Charlie Crist. Same
don't
thing.
Go for the steal. You'll go to jail. Nobody's going to let you out.
Democrats steal. Republicans, for the most part, don't. There are some people that might, like rhinos and people like Liz Cheney. But we already notified her that she will be going down.
Richard DiNapoli and Michelle Merrill. There's a couple of dudes.
Two Republicans
that
are rhinos. Especially DiNapoli. Okay, now let's go to rallies. Trump rally, Arizona. What did you think
excellent.
At 1 in the morning?
It was excellent. It was
now,
so...
Now, what's unique about, the Democrats, the communists, socialists, they don't believe that Trump has a big following anymore. And I said that's a bald-faced lie because you had tens of thousands of people waiting for hours in 100-plus degree heat. And now
with
it's
Joe Biden, with five people in five little circles.
And he was there, and they had all these people inside and outside, and there was lots of, and most of them were waiting in that heat. It was 100, and that day, on Friday, it was 110 degrees
they were doing the wedding.
Over there because of summer. And
they had umbrellas, they had fans,
they had
water.
I didn't see any rain, but at least it was cloudy. That's one of my offices.
It saved them, didn't
so
it?
I knew what the temperatures were, and we were talking about that. And also, he was there till one in the morning our time. He got on the plane, went to Tampa, spoke at the Turning Point USA thing on
with Charlie Kirk yesterday. Yes.
Yeah, with Charlie Kirk yesterday evening. But he was there all day practically in Tampa. And him and Don and others out there doing it, Don Jr., Charlie Kirk, all that stuff, signing books and everything else and talking and the whole nine yards. And then you had then you had here in Broward County, everybody came to Broward County for the Summer Summit, the Sunshine Summit, as they call it, and it's Hot Rock. And they had thousands and thousands of people in Hot Rock. They had the biggest crowd in Hot Rock history yesterday in the summit over there when and going to DeSantis. Got the same type of welcome as Trump does. And Broward County is turning purple, if not red. And that's the reason is because all you have to do is go to a local supermarket and see what's going on. You can't buy, you go into Publix, you can't find, the shelves are empty in some cases. Like toilet paper, you still got. Paper towel, you still got. But some of the sodas, some of the juices, not so much. Baby formula, forget it, non-existent practically. And it's getting worse. And the left, the communist, Democrat, socialist, talks of Buttigieg, who's Transportation Secretary, they think he's God's gift to him and his people. And he doesn't know. You know, he doesn't know what to do when it comes to transportation. They're backed up in transportation. The truckers are literally protesting. I can't wait to get Gavin Newsom out of office in California because he's preventing the truckers from going out delivering supplies to people. You got a garbage transportation secretary who cares, who thinks that American people who don't have money is able to spend a $70,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 electric car because they want to change to the Green New Deal without knowing that electric batteries are carbon, which means you need oil and natural gas anyway. So they're full of idiots. And then, of course, you got Kerry that's out there, and he's flying his private plane, polluting the air all over the place, but yes, he talks about climate change. You know what? We haven't had much of tropical systems in the Atlantic Basin. We have a few in the Pacific, but this year overall, as of right now, it's been very quiet. It's not about climate change or global warming or global cooling. It's cold weather, and these people are just idiots. Another big thing, Marjorie Taylor Greene got standing ovations in Tampa and down here. And up in other areas, and she's really going, and that's a big thing. And so we did that. And okay, there were some people out in Orlando, and a couple other places, in Tampa rather, that had some Nazis type of thing, neo-Nazi stuff, and. They were kind of little, they had like 20 people out there. And Nikki Fried, Charlie Crist, and the left were saying, why don't you condemn? We condemn the Nazis. We don't support them. Plus, sorry, the Nazis, the neo-Nazis are not right-wing at all. They're left-wingers. They're the National Socialist Party. That's who they are. And socialism is a left-wing thing, not a right-wing thing. So that's a big thing right there. The other thing is, I go to Nikki Fried and Charlie Crist, and I ask them point blank, we just condemn the Nazis because they're left-wingers, and that's what they really are. How about you two condemning Antifa and Black Lives Matter and for all the damage they did in 2020 and elsewhere and the hatred they have towards police and basically white people, and they neither one said a damn thing. You want to know why? Because both of them are fraud and phonies. That's all. They hate Americans, period. If you're a law-abiding citizen, they don't care. And that's what they do. Now, crime is going up again in Chicago and other Democratic areas. And that's a big thing. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But first, we're going to take a two-minute break. We're going to talk. We're going to play the same song that the Trump rally did in Arizona, same song that was played in the rally by Turning Point and Sunshine Summit here in Broward. And we play it all the time on our radio show. We are never going to back down, no matter who you are. Crime. Chicago, more people die this weekend than last weekend by violence. It's not just gun violence, it's black and black crime. And it's because the weakness, the fact they defund the police. Same thing with New York, same thing with other areas, California, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Newark, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, all the areas that are controlled by Democrats. They support the criminals. They support the illegal aliens. They support people that murder and rape people, people that sell drugs and all that stuff. But when it comes to law-abiding citizens and the Constitution, they are nowhere to be found. When asked to condemn Black Lives Matter and Antifa, two terrorist groups, they refuse to do so. And Black Lives Matter and Kiefer was responsible for billions and billions of dollars worth of destruction in 20 and 21. And the crime itself, across the country. Anyway, we got a cat once. This cat is Ringo wants to be heard on Ringo wants to be heard on the radio, which is cool. That's okay. That's America's cat anyway. So. If you want, so this is the solution to the crime situation. and the addiction situation and the illegal aliens and the immigration and also the answer to inflation as well as the prices at the pump and everything else. If you want, don't forget, the pump is under $2 on the Trump. This is how you solve the problem. Hold out every single Democrat there is in the country. It doesn't matter what school board, who they want to take control of your kids and make sure it's not your kids, it's their kids, and turn them into nice little communist socialists and gay people when they're not. Or you can go and same thing. So you got to go out there and vote for the school board members that support eliminating CRT, eliminating the indoctrination. So you need school board members that actually got to get these teachers to teach them to read and write and do arithmetic and know how to be productive in life and not be indoctrinated, recruited by the idiots to make them hate everybody themselves. So Democrats want your kids to hate everything inside, including this country. Turn that around. They hate the 1776 Project. They want to bring it back to the 1619 garbage, which hates this country and it's full of crap. So take yourself, parents, stand up, vote, and run for, if you can, if it's not too late, run for school board. If not, vote for school board members to actually support your kids and not indoctrinate your kids. Get rid of the Democrats. Best way to go.
If you get cards in the mail from anonymous, says endorsed by the Sun Sentinel, they are Democrats. Just letting you know.
Concentrate on people that's going to be for law and order, that's going to be for your
people
safety.
People don't say what party
drilling.
They belong to or where they're from, and you get cards in the mail, they're Democrats hiding. Just telling you.
Yep.
I've been getting mail all week. So.
Now also, things changed a little bit in New York since Lee Zeldin's attack. The guy... New York let the guy loose, and the feds came and picked him up and charged him with a hate crime and tapped him out of a congressman, because Lee Sullivan is a congressman. So that's what that is. They're doing the same thing down here. If Broward County doesn't do their job and follow the laws that's on the books, the federal government, or in this case, the state attorney's office, like in Broward County, but on the guidance of Ashley Moody, will force the laws to be done in the state. So, and if the judge tries to do it, he'll be fired. And if he tries to delay, he'll be arrested. And that's what's happening. And that's the key there. We need to clean and drain the swamp of corruption, not just here in Brown, but everywhere in the country, and get law abiding and judges that actually follow the law and not legislate from the bench, and concentrating and keeping people that have the tendencies to commit crime,
they need to sign
crime,
a paper
or
that
promote
if they
violent crime
from the bench,
and
they're immediately fired and terminated. Right. And if they don't follow the law, they're immediately fired and terminated. That is what we need to do.
We also got to figure things out in a lot of other ways for election integrity. One crime, more. We need to secure the borders. When you go and vote,
get rid of all the dreck in D.C. and bring back family values and morals and respect and Trump, and you'll see things change. Until then, you're still dealing with the dreck.
So
that'll be going on until January unless something else changes.
Well, We have the arrest warrants that have been issued for Nancy Pelosi and Paul Pelosi for inside trading, and that has been done already. The SEC filed it, and the feds are taking it to custody. Pelosi's holding a press conference, I think, Tuesday, where she's announcing that she's resigning from Congress because she's been arrested.
Okay, and so then what happens? Well, who becomes the speaker?
Kevin McCarthy, but Kevin McCarthy already signed documents to put it to Trump. So
then it'll go
fact,
back
Trump
to a Democrat.
It'll become Trump.
Okay.
And with the impeachment and the fact that Biden has dementia, cancer, anything else that he might be waking up to, they already started Article 25, and Kamala Harris is already under scrutiny, and she already made the point that she ain't going. She's gone. So
she'll
if
be
everything
president
works
because out, Obama told her to.
No, Obama's been taken care of too because treason charges have been filed on him. There's a lot of stuff.
But they're not in jail. Nobody's in jail.
They will be. The next few weeks, things are happening.
We'll
there's 30
see.
Different diamonds
when it
being
happens,
down by Durham.
Come tell me. Until then,
yeah. Durham issued 30 different diamonds coming down.
Hillary's not even in jail.
Yeah, she turned herself in. She's not in. She's on her own reconnaissance, but she has been indicted.
She's not in jail.
She cannot run. Doesn't matter. She cannot run. She's got an ankle bracelet.
She can go wherever she wants.
She
can get in a car and go through the border. They'll let her through and she'll go to Canada.
Let her.
She's not in jail.
All her money should be taken, so it don't matter. But the point is, these people need... Chelsea's not going to go down with the ship. No, her husband would not.
She already did go down with the ship.
No, she sold herself.
She's part of the drowning ship.
No, she's not. She sold her property. She sold everything. She gave
it
up.
A $10 million home. How about her husband? How about the in-laws?
They're all walking away. They don't want to have anything to do with it. They do not want to go in there. Even Bill Clinton walked away.
All right.
Bill Clinton is having fun someplace else. But the bottom line, things are happening. There's 30 indictments that came down.
I see January. Okay? And what happened with Mike Lindell in the Arizona court on anything?
He won.
So the machines are gone.
You
remember when we lived in New York and they had the machines when you voted, they were booths, you pulled the lever, and then you moved a little notch, like a check notch, and did each one you voted for, and you made sure it was what you wanted, and then you pulled the lever and your vote went in.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? You couldn't steal the election that way. You couldn't.
No, we need that here.
So the whole country needs it. Okay?
But the best thing
is... That's a great way to vote.
The best thing is all 50 states now have election integrity task force teams set up.
Okay, but they all do...
We started in Virginia.
They're doing something.
And now all 50 states have it, and we got it going, and we're doing it, and we're making arrests everywhere.
Drop boxes. Okay,
They're trying, but they're eliminating... Every one of these drop boxes got security guards on them. Now, military personnel with the right to do whatever action necessary to prevent fraud.
What's going to happen with January 6th committee?
Thank you for bringing that up. Epoch Times just did a little documentary, which was released yesterday. I was trying to get to it, but I couldn't get to it. And it tells the true story. It works in conjunction with our guest, Nick Searcy, when we did Capital Punishment. And between the two, it proves that Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of D.C. is guilty of treason. And they instigated and started working with the FBI.
Is that Mayor Barry?
So, I don't know. Epps. This guy Epps is part of
Epps,
it. This is a whole
another
thing.
Mutt. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, they proved the treason stuff, everything else. We have documentation that Trump asked for 10,000 National Guard troops 3 days ahead on January 3rd. And Nancy Pelosi
is that in writing?
Denied. Yes, it's documented.
Is it denied in writing?
It's documented. We have it all. It's part of the documentary. And this is what the J6 did not want to... Because it proves
so why hasn't she been held culpable to the problem?
She is. That's why she's stepping down Tuesday. That's part of it. It's not just the Pakistan.
I don't think she will.
Well, she's holding a press conference. They're going to park walk her out Tuesday morning one way or the other.
We'll see.
She's done.
Paul
Pelosi's already in prison.
Well,
and Nancy's going. Yeah, and so we're going for that. And she can't squiggle our way out of this because the evidence is there. Yeah.
Did you know 23 Congress people were at the Supreme Court bitching about Roe versus Wade? Did you know there were 23 Congress people?
Yeah, all four squads. Because they care more about killing babies. This is the Democrats
who support killing life.
Again, another reason, if you support life, a human being, you're not supposed to support a Democrat. Democrats want to kill life.
I don't even think it's about party anymore. I think about it's content of character. It's about a person. And believe me, these people
They also try desperately to kill Down syndrome babies. If you're a person with Down syndrome, you should never, ever vote Democrat because Democrats want you dead. And that's a guarantee. We could fool the two legislatures. Democrats want you dead.
People.
They hate people with disabilities, no matter what some people think.
And
Democrats hate
people
with disabilities.
And use disabilities as a pawn for their own ill-gotten gains.
Right.
Okay.
That's it. Anyway, we're going to play another song. This one is we're going to energize our special friend that thinks that people are disappointing her when they're not. We support her. We love her. And she is going to be the best because of skill sets and her talents and her love for the smarts and intelligence. Everything's on top of the world. She just got to get rid of the idiots and start moving forward, meeting people that are positive, uplifting, inspiring, and get to the next level in life because she could do it all. So here's something that is very special for her. That's the theme from Rocky, and we're going to find out. We got Fight the Fight song, and we got a couple others, but we'll do that one tonight. Especially running down the time. And I still get a lingering cough every so often. And that's the trouble because lucky 40-plus hours on the phone. It's a kind of makes these kind of difficult times. You see, I got a whole office full of cough drops to get me through the day, NTE and everything else. But that's part of what it is.
You know, we were watching a Law and Order earlier, and they were talking about COVID, SARS. Did you know
it
was developed back in 73?
Yes. COVID, SARS.
It came out of China, remember? And they
said
it was very big in Hong Kong. The people were really sick.
You know who's part of that? The same person who's part of AIDS. Same part, the person who's involved in monkeypox.
Fauci.
Which is pissy. Which is the gay thing. Fauci.
Fauci.
He is a thug. He's a criminal. He belongs in prison. He's responsible for millions of people's deaths because of
the
Wuhan
vaccine.
You know,
they're using the gay people as a vote.
Not now. Not with the monkeypox stuff that they developed, these Democrats developed, because that's what Fauci is, and supported and financed
by...
What,
he's gay?
I don't know what he is, but he developed this. And same thing with people like Obama, who's part owner of Wuhan Factory, who funded it back in 2014.
But is Obama gay?
Yeah, I think so.
He's a closet
there's
gay.
A lot of people think that...
Michelle Obama was a girl, but she was hooked up with Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. And they
with the terrorists back in the 70s.
And
they all hate this country. If you want to know who loves the country, if you want to know who loves the country, Republicans do for the most part, except for Liz Cheney and Kissinger.
And Mitt Romney.
But most Republicans do. Ron DeSantis.
And Crenshaw.
Yeah. Ron DeSantis loves Florida. Ron DeSantis loves this country. Ron DeSantis will go out and do anything he can for each individual citizen in Florida. If you lie to him, mislead him, or try and grift him, he will not do that. He will refer you to various legal stuff to go and get prosecuted.
That's right. He doesn't like being messed on.
He doesn't like to be lied to or manipulated.
Nope.
Same thing with Rick Scott, and others, because it's they got to represent the state, they got to represent whatever they got to represent. Same thing with different districts. But if you're coming in to take advantage of things that may not be able to take advantage or overuse or abuse some criteria to get benefit things that maybe you don't qualify for, but yet you try to. It doesn't work that way. So,
you mean
anyway,
like Medicaid or Medicare fraud?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
things like that, and then becomes state investigation, federal investigation, things like that.
Look what happened under Obama giving fraud
SSI
and the whole thing.
Remember the guy,
remember
back in the day when we had Bob on our show, Bobby Sutton, and he's a teacher in Piper, and he said students at graduation, and
exactly.
The student says, he thought he was going to talk about, came over to the door, he was going to talk about college, and today he says, Mr. Sutton, now that I graduated high school, where can I get my Obama phone and my Obama monies and my Obama home and all that type of stuff? And that's what this is the mindset of the left. You don't earn it.
And the rhinos.
They don't see the Democrats, communists, socialists. They teach these kids not to earn things, not to work
it's
hard.
It's not what I can do for the country. It's what the country can do for you.
Right. It's the opposite of what John F. Kennedy said. Ask what you can do for your country. That type of thing. You can't. And then Trump would dream, baby, dream. Follow your dreams, and you can do it. And I'm debating this girl.
Dream is to lie, cheat, and steal,
about dreaming about the country.
And bullshit. And bully.
And I said, if you dream hard.
My dream, but someone else has that dream.
Yeah. Anyway, we're running out of time.
Anyway,
we only have a couple minutes left.
This is Scarlett saying, I'm going to be back on Wednesday. We're going to have a great guest. And
yes.
God bless America, God bless everyone, and...
Scotty Moore, by the way, the guest is Scotty Moore.
Scotty Moore,
CD9.
Florida, the greatest state in the union. Love it here.
Free the state.
Everybody have a great night. This is Scarlett saying bye all. Have a great night. Bye.
Again, tonight, we want to thank everybody for listening. We got, we're going, again, on prime time schedule for Wednesday, where we have Scotty Moore on, at who's running for Congress in CD9 in Florida, that's the Orlando area, and he'll be on at 8 o'clock on Wednesday. Till then, I'm going to say goodbye, and always dream. Never stop dreaming, and do not allow others to dictate to you and tell you that you have a problem of any kind. Do not allow others to tell you that you're a disappointment, because you're not. Fight for what's in your heart and soul and grow and eliminate the cancer that is on your side all the time, pretending to control you and others. And that's what you need to do. And focus on meeting people that are positive, uplifted, and empowering. And away from the negatives, always find positive people, always find successful people, and get away from the losers and the numbucks and the crud that's out there. You will win if you do that. Always win, fight your fighter. You win, and you win, and you win, because you never get tired of winning. God bless you all, and have a great evening.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Vote Republican. Get rid of all the Democrats. Good night. See you Wednesday.